The U.S. military is reporting a more than 50% jump in cases of traumatic brain injury following Iran's attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq last month. The total now stands at 109, but the Pentagon is stressing that nearly 70% have returned to duty. We should mention that TBI is not just a small issue for the military. It's estimated that more than 400,000 American military members have suffered from traumatic brain injuries in the last 20 years. For more on what's being done to combat the injuries, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Stephen Zanobkis, a psychiatrist and retired Army Brigadier General who serves on the executive board of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law at the University of Pennsylvania. Doctor, thank you for joining us this morning. You know, a lot of people were very concerned, angry, disturbed when the president referred to traumatic brain injuries as, and I'm quoting here, not very serious. Does the military do a better job of realizing the seriousness of traumatic brain injury?
Oh, absolutely. And they have been tracking this very carefully. They realize it's a serious injury. They recognize that it can have affect these service members' lives for a good deal of time. They track them, and that's, in fact, how they were able to identify now since the attack on the airbase that there were 100 different service people who had been injured from the blast and took all the best measures to try and better evaluate them and treat them. So I think the military's paid a lot of attention to this.
Probably most of us have our most serious exposure to the whole issue because of sports, where we've learned in recent years that they're not all made alike. Each of these injuries has kind of a different timeline that symptoms can show up and go away. Not everybody reacts the same way. How does that play into how the military has to handle these cases?
Well, it means that they've got to be very meticulous about tracking them, which is what they've done here. They know who's been exposed. They alert the individual to about what they need to be looking for. They connect them with care providers, and they follow them carefully over a good deal of time. You know, it's been, almost a month since this attack occurred, and they've been very conscientious about following them. And that's the most important thing. And then you can follow them actually periodically. Most service members have annual physicals, and if they've been exposed to blasts, then they'll be checked again at those examinations.
Yeah, Stan mentioned sports. I learned some about traumatic brain injury from watching the great documentary, The Crash Reel, about Kevin Pierce, the skier who suffered a TBI. Some of these people who experienced traumatic brain injury, they're going to deal with this for the rest of their life. Is the VA prepared to deal with that?
I think they're making an effort. I don't think they're fully prepared to deal with it. I don't think they understand what it's going to mean for many years and for many of these individuals the rest of their lives. So I think they've got to do a lot more to support them and give them treatment as they age.
I was stunned by the number in a report regarding this of about 400,000 members of our military who have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury over the last 20 years. Now, presumably, there are a few who didn't get caught, too, right? Cases that may have slipped through. Does that number surprise you? And where would all of these sorts of exposures occur?
Well, no, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, and it's really a best way to calculate it. Since the first operations in Afghanistan in 2001, we've had approximately 2.8 million service members go to both Iraq and Afghanistan. 40% of those have been on combat patrols, and a number of them have been exposed to IEDs and other weapons that cause these kinds of blasts. So 400,000 is about right in terms of the number that have been injured. They need to be evaluated, and when they particularly come out of the service, they need to be carefully assessed in terms of understanding how bad the injury is that they've incurred. Are they all caught? You know, that's, you know, it's very hard when you've got such large numbers, and they're also dispersed across the United States and sometimes other parts of the world. But people have got to pay attention, and that's where the VA's got to have a safety net. They've got to know that people are going to, in fact, not be identified when they're on active duty, and may take years after they're off active duty that they are able to talk about the injuries they've had, and they show up in all these different ways.
Dr. Xenakis, thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Dr. Stephen Xenakis, a psychiatrist and retired Army Brigadier General who serves on the executive board of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law at the University of Pennsylvania.